From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Tesla is scheduled to report quarterly earnings after markets closed today. Its sales fell in the second quarter, and it's had some trouble with supply chains, chip shortages, lockdowns in China. That's all slowed down production. But there's one major opportunity ahead for the electric car maker: opening up its network of fast car chargers to other brands. The White House actually was the one to announce Tesla's plans. Right now, the company's supercharger system only works with its own cars, but the company is piloting an adapter program in Europe to make those chargers universal. It could start rolling that out here later this year. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
With 35,000 superchargers, Tesla has the world's biggest network of fast chargers. They can add 200 miles of range to a car's battery in a matter of minutes rather than the hours it takes at a standard level 2 charger. That's been a big selling point for the brand, says Austin-based Tesla superfan Matthew Tower, who's taken his Model Y on multiple long road trips between California and Texas.
The supercharger network is just so reliable, and they're basically ubiquitous, so you never have to worry at all.
While other public charging networks are expanding, he says they're not quite there.
They're just kind of this ramshackle mishmash of different chargers that are often unreliable, broken, and just it's not a great experience.
But right now, if you don't drive a Tesla, your electric vehicle's port won't work with their superchargers. Giving all EV drivers access to this robust network would be a huge benefit for consumers and Tesla, says Sam Abu Al-Samed, an analyst at Guidehouse Insights.
They would be able to start charging and generating revenue from other drivers, which would help to offset the cost of operating that network.
According to the White House, Tesla is ramping up production of new fast chargers and will begin producing adapter systems for other cars later this year. By making the chargers universally accessible, Tesla could qualify for billions in federal infrastructure dollars meant to expand the nation's charging network, says Jessica Trancic at MIT.
I think this is a really great example of using government policy to nudge the private sector in a particular direction that's, you know, beneficial for society overall.
The Biden administration wants zero emission vehicles to make up half of all new car sales by 2030. But consulting firm McKinsey estimates that'll take a big increase in chargers, almost 20 times as many as the U.S. has now. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.